This is the Composer's Datebook for February 8th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1953, the legendary bandsman Frederick Fennell conducted the first concert of the Eastman Wind Ensemble at Kilbourne Hall on the campus of the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. Fennell had an idea for a new kind of symphonic band, more like an expanded wind section of a symphony orchestra than a traditional marching band. No 76 trombones, in other words. Fennell wanted greater clarity and focus, so he assembled around 40 handpicked musicians. He later recalled, "I chose the best students, the best solo performers, and the best ensemble players I could." The ensemble's 1953 debut program opened with a classic work, Mozart's Wind Serenade No. 10 in B-flat. 50 years later, the ensemble's gala anniversary concert opened with the very same piece. In the course of those 50 years, the Eastman Ensemble had become famous worldwide as a leading exponent of the wind ensemble repertory, aided by their influential series of LP and later CD recordings. The Eastman Wind Ensemble expanded the repertory by inviting composers to write new works for them, and over time, many of these became classics in their own right. Even so, Mozart's Serenade in B-flat remained a very special work for the group. In fact, the opening measures of Mozart's score are etched upon the sign designating the ensemble's home at Eastman. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.